We are still in this chapter of amanat, to fulfill amanat and the trust which is on a person. And this last hadith that we have read in this chapter, and it is a lengthy hadith, it displays also this amanat which was entrusted of distributing the estate. This is a very important aspect of amanat also, that when somebody of ours have passed away, that we almost immediately should sort out the estate and give out everyone their shares. And here we find that Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made wasiyat to his son Abdullah how to go about sorting out his estate. And we learn a few important points here. That first of all, the land owned by Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was acquired as booty during the battles he participated in with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when jihad became farz and Allah ta'ala had given great victory to the Muslims over the enemies wherever they went, in that they had captured the enemies and they had got slaves, they took them as slaves, and also the land they had got. So the great assets which were discussed previously, especially the estate of a place called Haba, which literally means a jungle, but it was just called that. So in that, that is what in the booty of the wars was the assets of Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He did not really work for it as we work, for example, in our businesses, etc. But Allah Ta'ala had given so much barakat in the booty of the wars. And he went to jihad with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr also, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had debt, which shows its permissibility. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that he has got debts, but those debts were not like what we will take loans from people, but rather people left amanat by him, and he told them, I will not accept it as an amanat because that responsibility is very great, but I will accept it as a debt, then I am responsible for it. In that way he had all these debts. And debts are permissible, though they are very much discouraged. A person should not take a debt. Although the scholars do not recommend it, however, the loan must be paid back as soon as possible. If a person takes a loan and his intention, niyat is sincere, he wants to pay back, Allah helps that person. And if on the other hand, he hasn't got that intention, and he just wants to rob that person of the money in the name of taking a loan, and he's got no intention of paying it back, then it weighs very, very heavy against that person. Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even for a person who went out in jihad, if he had a debt, then he should not perform the janazah namaz of that person. And told the sahaba, you people perform the janazah. However, if somebody took the responsibility of their debt, that I will pay it, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the janazah namaz. So therefore, a debt is an undesirable thing. Only when a person has to take, he should take, and he should have the firm intention to pay it back. It is highly disgraceful to take a loan without the intention of paying it back. It is a great punishment, there is a great punishment for people who take loans and they don't have intention of paying it back. They just dilly-dally, etc., and they don't pay their debts. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all to righteousness and to understand our deen correctly and practice it correctly and completely.